And that is where we are celebrating today. My Father, my God, everyone that has danced before you this afternoon, their joy will never cease again in Jesus' name. Lord, because they chose to dance before you like David danced. Lord, you made an everlasting covenant with David. So will you make everlasting covenant with them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word this afternoon. Open our hearts, O Lord. Plant your word, O Lord. Let the words do us good. And may we profit from them in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I say praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please just go around and say Merry Christmas to somebody. Tell them God will bless them. Because indeed God will bless you. The reason why Jesus came is so that you can be blessed. God will indeed bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God bless you real good. The Lord will do you good. The Lord will show you his mercy. His everlasting glory will be upon your life. Oh, yes. You are welcome. God bless you. Merry Christmas from today, henceforth, in Jesus' name. I know the turkeys are already screaming and sizzling. I know all the soup are already, you know, you can't enter some of our homes now. The kind of aroma you are going to get is will throw you off balance. You know, all the foods are ready. And just thank God, you know, as part of the benefit, you've taken time to dance. So you've rearranged all the stuff now. And we can eat more when we get home, praise the Lord. And those of us who have not eaten at all, when we get home, we're going to really celebrate. I want to let you know that there is nothing wrong in celebrating. Okay, God really wants his people to celebrate. I mean, if you look at in the Old Testament, there were many situations and circumstances where the people of God will come down or come together and celebrate the miracles of God in their lives. They celebrate the victory of God. They celebrate the covenant of God. They mark times when God did great things for them. Some people may argue about the date, you know. Thank God, because the word of God is complete. If you go to Romans, if you go to the book of Romans, it says, look, you celebrate one day, thank God. You choose not to celebrate that day, thank God. Let God be glorified. We have chosen to remember the day Jesus was born. It does not necessarily have to be the same day today. But what is important is that we remember that Jesus came. And all the benefit that came with that. Praise the Lord. So this morning, I want to, without taking much of our time, I want to talk to us about the coming of the Lord. Just as a reminder to us and what this signifies. And most importantly, I want us to see it as a good reason for us to keep rejoicing. Let me tell you something. It does not matter if there are certain areas of your life that you really want God to turn around right now. What is important is that God has made provision for that area to turn around. And as you thank him, as you glorify him, as you worship him, that particular area will receive a turnaround in Jesus' name. Let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 2 that was read to us or for us. Luke chapter 2. We are going to read verse 11 to 20. Tife read 1 to 20, but we will read 11 to 20. And I will just take a few points there. We may not stay up to 12:30. If I can finish early. I want to believe we are all there. Say praise God. Okay, hallelujah. He said, from verse 11, Luke chapter 2. For unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in a swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. And they came with haste. How did they come? They came with haste. And found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them. They wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Praise the Lord. If we are going to talk about this, we can be here from now till next week, because the word of God is very rich. It's very, very rich. There are lots of things that God is saying to us in the passage we have read. But I'm going to take a few things that I want us to ponder about. The first thing that I want you to ponder about is the fact that at the coming of Jesus, the host of heaven joined in praising God. That is why you will have to live a life of praise. Because at the advent or the coming of Jesus, something was set in motion that day. The host of heaven praised God. They started praising God because they saw victory. Even though Jesus had not died at that time, they saw the victory of men. They saw the plan of God coming into fruition. They saw what other people did not see. That was why the host of heaven came rejoicing. I want to tell you that you are blessed. You are blessed because your eyes have seen these things. If you look at the passage we read, the Bible said in verse 18, and all they that had it wonder at those things which were told them by the shepherds. All the people that had these things, they did what? They wondered at those things that were told them by the shepherds. Do you know that some people are still wondering about Jesus today? Some people are still pre-contemplative. They have not made up their mind whether to go with Jesus or not. While the spirit being had seen what was happening and were rejoicing, some people were still contemplating. And if you and I live in the spirit and we see the victory of Jesus, what should we be doing? We should be rejoicing and praising God. Even when it looks like physical things have not changed. Even when you have not seen that victory you have been looking for. Like I shared with us last Sunday. Praising God can release your victory. And because Jesus came, the victory of the world came. That victory has not come to those who are still pondering and wondering. The victory has come to those who have already embraced Jesus, you and I. That is why we need to rejoice daily. Instead of seeing our circumstances, let us see Jesus, the one that God has sent, because he has come in the flesh. He has done what he ought to do. The Bible said, and when the shepherds got there, they saw the baby wrapped in what? In swaddling cloth. Our brother who sent us a text message this morning, after the birth of his daughter, wrote, he said, she's covered in swaddling pink. The baby can be covered in swaddling clothes. If you never open to behold the baby, you will never appreciate the beauty of the baby. The gift that God has sent, Jesus, if you don't go to him, venture to behold his glory, you may not see his glory. You will see his glory in Jesus' name. Everyone that has seen the glory of Jesus had wondered. Everyone that has seen the glory of God in their lives have been struck by amazement. When Mary first saw this glory in her life, she was shocked to total amazement. Because that which she thought was impossible became possible in her life. I want to tell you that because Jesus has come, all those things that will glorify God in your life that you think are impossible, they will become possible from today in Jesus' name. Mary broke into a song and sang to the praise of the Almighty God. Somebody will be breaking into a song here in Jesus' name. I say, I will be breaking into a song of praise in Jesus' name. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. I know we do sing the song. And my soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit praise his name. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus, you are Lord, even in the grave. Jesus, you are Lord, even in my life. Jesus, You are Lord even in my life. Jesus, you are Lord. Mary broke into a song and said, Lord, my soul magnify you. My soul does magnify you. That is what we need to be doing. We must not allow our testimony to wash away. We must never forget the goodness of God towards us. We must allow our hearts to magnify the Lord. Wherever we find ourselves, even when the situation seems unpleasant, remember that Jesus has come. That is the greatest miracle, because that is the solution to every other problem. Mary broke into a song and said, for he had regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed. I want to tell you, because Jesus has come, and today you are approaching him afresh, all generations shall call you blessed in Jesus' name. Because everyone who knows Jesus knows blessing. You have known blessing, and blessing will be part of your life from today in Jesus' name. I told us earlier on that we often take some things for granted. In case you are complaining of the kind of shoes you are wearing today, do you know some people don't even have legs to put those shoes on? Do you know there are people who can afford better shoes than you, yet they don't have legs to wear them? You may be wondering what kind of presents you've got. Maybe it's too cheap. Maybe it's not good enough. Do you know some people are on their knees praying for where the next, looking unto God for where the next meal will come from? And do you know, if God chooses to answer the prayer of some people and bring them food, do you know that they cannot even eat it? If they have the food, place it before them, they cannot what? They cannot eat it. Yet, you woke up this morning rejoicing before the Almighty God. Is it not the doing of the Lord? Let our hearts magnify the Lord. Let it well up within us. Let's burst forth with joy and rejoicing today. The story actually started Wednesday. We were called at work that there was this young man, a 30-year-old chap, who had gone to see one of the services. He told them he was going to kill himself, and they wanted us to see him. It was about 5 minutes past, or about 5 minutes to four, 5 minutes past four. And because of the nature of our clinic, if we started to see him, we probably would not finish by 4:30. So I asked them to redirect him to the emergency department of the hospital in the town where I work. He was sent to that hospital. So Thursday morning, I asked what happened to this young man. They told me that they saw him in the emergency and referred him back to us. And so they wanted me to see him at 2 o'clock via video conference. I normally do that. You know, I see people on Thursday like that way. So he came to see me. And I asked why he was coming to see me at this time. He told me the story of his life. First of all, let me speak to those of us who are married. The story of the parents of this boy taught me a lesson. The father is in Perth here. The mother is somewhere in Rockingham. The parents broke up and divorced when he was 5 years old. The father had a problem. Not drinking, not doing drugs. But he had gambling problems. So they broke up. They had 4 boys. My patient is the youngest of the 4. So he decided to go and live with his mom. The older ones went to live with their dad. In no long time, their mom started feeling lonely. One boyfriend started coming after another. This man who are coming into her life will get drunk with alcohol. They will beat her from pillar to post. And do what? And beat her children as well. They not only beat these boys, they also abuse them in other ways. This was the kind of circumstance this boy grew up in. Their mom went from fry pan to fire itself. You see, the kind of life we live in Jesus, we tend to take it for granted. Some people's stories, it's not like that. Oh, they are suffering even now. This boy went to school. He left school in year 11. He trained as a chef. And he has worked from age 16 up until now, that is 30. I asked him if he has bought a house or anything else that he owned. He's earned good money over these years. Do you know what he's bought? He has bought lots of marijuana. He has bought lot of amphetamines. He has bought lot of ecstasy. These are some of the drugs that people use, mind-bending drugs. He said to me that he has never known normality. He has never known life in its true form. Because from morning to night, even while he was working, he was always under the influence of drugs and alcohol. Something happened that changed his life. Because as he was speaking to me, I started thinking of our young ones and thought of us too. If you think your marriage is not the best, why don't you thank God that you know Jesus? Oh, it's God. This boy, about 3 years ago, under the influence of drugs, he was on the net. He met On the net, he met three girls, age between 14 and 15, three of them. They live in Albany. He made arrangement to, he was 27 then, he made arrangement to go and meet them. Two of them came to him. Two, underage, came to him. And he did whatever he wanted to do with two of them. They knew together. He came back home. These ones went home and told their parents. Detectives came. They called the people where he was living. I'm not telling us where he lives. So they went and arrested him as he arrived home. They sentenced him to 22 months imprisonment. Anyway, it was more than that, but he ended up spending 22 months in prison. He came out about a month ago, and he's back working where he was working before when they took him to prison. You know what? In the last month, particularly the last 1 week, has been terrible for him. Why? He said because he does not know how to live in the community anymore. And something happened in prison. They brought counselors. They spoke to him. So he stopped using drugs and he stopped drinking alcohol. And so when he came out, the world was strange to him because he cannot remember the time he was in the world like this without being drunk or intoxicated under the influence of drugs. In fact, he was quite depressed. He was going to kill himself. He had cut himself overnight. He cut his arms. My heart went out to him. In fact, I was not intending to see him again, but I said that he should make another appointment to see me. Do you know that it takes just a little thing going wrong and the story of your life will change forever? I want somebody to say, thank God I'm in Jesus. Thank God I'm in Jesus. Because you are in Jesus, you will think twice before you do the things you do. Let's not take the life we've got for granted. I'm telling you, we are blessed that we can rejoice the way we are rejoicing. We are what? We are blessed. This young man has money. He got back to his job. He's well paid. And in my job here, I've seen a lot of people with money. Colleagues with whom I work. They will just decide one day, I'm going to kill myself, and they are gone. Because there is something missing. Jesus is the missing link. When a man cannot apprehend his joy, Jesus is the missing link. When a man cannot fulfill his destiny, Jesus is the missing link. When nothing seems to work between you and your destiny, Jesus is the missing link. If you know Jesus, you will know the glory of God. And because you know Jesus, the glory of God will come into your life in Jesus' name. I will never take him for granted. We should never take him for granted. What a show of love. What a show of love. Do you know that when some people get to a point in their lives that they don't know how to go forward. They don't have anywhere they can run to. They don't have anyone they can call on. In fact, when they call on other human beings, there are limitations. But do you know you and I can call on Jesus? And when we call on Jesus, He's sure to come. He's sure to answer you. He's my anchor in the times of trouble. He's my hope in a dark world. And He is your hope too. Thank God for Jesus. Oh yes. What a wonderful story of love. Look at the second song we sang. It's a wonderful story of love. Tell it to me again. Wonderful story of love. Wake the immortal strain. Angels with rapture announce it. Shepherds with wonder receive it. Sinner, oh, won't you believe it? A lot of people won't believe it. They are still bewildered. They are still wondering when they should be embracing what God has provided for all of us to celebrate. What a wonderful story this is. This is. And so Mary kept singing. And His mercy is on them that fear Him from generation to generation. I like that. The mercy of God is on who? Is on who? Everyone that will fear Him. From what? Did it stop with Mary? Is His mercy operating now? Praise God. From generation to generation, the mercy of God will follow your children. The mercy of God will follow your children's children in Jesus' name. Ah. Maybe many of us don't appreciate what mercy is. Mercy is above justice. Mercy is above your faith. Mercy is above your strength. Mercy is even stronger than your sin. Mercy. When the mercy of God follows someone, they don't reap according to what they have sown. What they reap is often bigger than whatever they have sown. That is why the mercy of God will follow you in Jesus' name. As we sow good things, great and mighty things will begin to happen in our lives in Jesus' name. The miracle of His coming will be our portion in Jesus' name. It's like He had sown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seat and exalted them of low degree. Praise God. When it looks like you are clueless, Jesus is your clue. I said, Jesus is your clue. I've seen children of highly placed people come to nothing. And children of people who are nothing exalted. That is God. In our village, we used to know some families that you would say they were well off. Really, really well off. They were the local champions. They were the envies of the society. And when I went home in January of this year, and I looked at some of those families, I want to tell you that many of them are no more. The stars of their homes have stopped shining. Your star will not stop shining in Jesus' name. If I mention some of their names, you will know them. But you know the interesting thing about it is this. Christianity. The people who fought for Christianity, their children are the people who are shining today. If I say one name, you will remember this man. Can you remember one man called John Femi John? He was like number four man in the Air Force. Was it during Abacha or who? Abacha's regime. The father used to be, you know, the people they call Babegbe. They were the top people in the church in those days. And I look around and I find out the people who suffer for Christianity, their children, they are the ones who are doing well. All the people that used to be the money mongers of those days, they've gone. And their names are even gone. You go there, you see, there's nothing to represent them anymore. How many of us were at the naming ceremony this Tuesday? Praise the Lord. We spoke about legacy. You will leave something good behind in Jesus' name. Do you know that the hope you and I have? In fact, do you know that when you and I are about to die, praise God, when we are about to physically die, in fact, that is when our hope becomes brighter, praise the Lord. Do you know when some people are dying, they have lost hope, nothing more. But when the time comes, that is when our hope has just begun. Go and read Proverbs very well. This week I spent time reading Proverbs. The hope of the righteous is just beginning when those of others are ending. That will be your story in Jesus' name. I shared with us in that place. I talked about legacy and I said, what will you be leaving behind? You know, the Bible says concerning the righteous that there is something that they leave behind. In Proverbs chapter 13 verse 22, we know it very well. When you read it from King James Version, it does not capture the essence. I didn't have time to read it that day. It says, when you read King James Version, it says, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. When we read it, we always think of it in terms of money. And some people, that's why some people are ready to kill themselves for money. They will do anything for money. Money is the be it all, end it all. Mary said that God can promote somebody of low estate. Are you where you are today because your parents made them for you? Is it because of your... My father could read and write, but he never went to school. There was no Australia in his dictionary. He didn't know. Praise the Lord. You see, many of us worry and run around, and let me tell you something. The faithfulness of God is from generation to generation. Beyond what you can provide, God will open doors to your children. I say God will open doors to your children. If you have Jesus, you have everything. Let me read the same Proverbs 13 verse 22 from Amplified Version, and it says, a good man leaves an inheritance, listen to this, of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up. Do you know the implication of this? It means the wealth of this world, all the wealth of this world is laid up for who? For the righteous. Praise the Lord. How did I know? And I sat down. I started thinking about this. I'm about to close. And I remember the story of the boy I've just told you now. He has worked for so many years. He had nothing to show for it. Where is the money going? He's been giving it to drug dealers. Praise the Lord. Drug dealers, most of the drug dealers themselves use drugs too. So they too will spend the money to buy drugs and buy other things. In other words, the unrighteous of this world will consume their wealth in the vain things of this world. But the people who serve God, the money will eventually come and they will stay in your hands. While these people are wasting it on nothing, you will retain the wealth and it will be unto your children's children in Jesus' name. Because that is the promise of God for your life. And of course, when we go back to Luke chapter 2, it says, on earth, peace. On earth, when Jesus came, the angel said, on earth, peace. Is it everyone on earth that is enjoying the peace? No. Some people are not enjoying that peace. It's not a universal peace. It's a personalized peace. That will be your portion in Jesus' name. Because your peace does not depend on the physical things of this world. Your peace has already come. Jesus is your peace. Praise the Lord. It's not peace produced on industrial scale. Even though it's produced on industrial scale, only those who tap into it will enjoy that peace. Power came when Jesus came. That power is not for everybody. It's for those who are in Jesus Christ. Thank God you are one of them. The power of Jesus in you will open every door that is closed against you in Jesus' name. Every door that is open that is supposed to bring evil to your life, they are shut from this moment on in Jesus' name. Your rejoicing has come. Because Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And I will do what? And I will give you rest. The rest of God will enter into your life from today in Jesus' name. Because your rest has come. You can see that we have a lot of reason to praise God. We should be rejoicing. Honestly, everyone who has this hope. How many of us have been to our website? Did you see the word I left there for a long time? I think I wrote there that faith brings hope. Without faith, the sky is your limit. But with faith, heaven is your limit. Praise the Lord. Nothing shall be impossible to you. Because you are in Jesus. Let's just rise on our feet and just praise the Lord and just thank God and say, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for today. We bless you because you came. We thank you because you are our God. I want to worship you, Father, because you've been so good to me. I want to thank you because you had me in mind when you were planning salvation. You thought of me when you were sending your son, Jesus Christ. I rejoice in you. My rejoicing would never end in Jesus' name. And I pray for everyone that is here today that your rejoicing would never come to an end in Jesus' name. You join the host of heaven and you rejoice at the coming of Jesus. Therefore, no mountain will be insurmountable in your life from today in Jesus' name. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The presence of God will go with you from today in Jesus' name. All those things that God has done that we've been taking for granted, we now know that other people's lives are not like our own life that can rejoice. I've shared this in many fora. The police had a meeting with 3 African countries because a lot of Africans are going into prison. My Father, my God, that will not be the story of your family from today on in Jesus' name. That mistake that you are going to make, that will land you into trouble. Because Jesus lives in you. He will push you away from it in Jesus' name. The mercy of God will cover you. The mercy of God will cover your family. The mercy of God will cover your children. It will not be according to how you know how to do, but it will be according to the grace and glory of God upon your life in Jesus' name. Because there is a power that works in you. The power of Jesus. He will set you free. He will make your life a success. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we share the grace?